Welcome to a brand new podcast episode. I'm back. She's back in LA. Oh my God. Oh, feels good to be home. Feels good to be home. My two cents, traveling for 5 weeks with a 16-month-old to Michigan, to Maine, back to Michigan for one night, and then on to California. It's a no without a nanny. Or if one of you is like completely off, but trying to work, oh my God, I can't. I developed diverticulitis on this trip. And I think it was literally the stress of trying to be a full-time mom. And you know, I just, I'm really down on the patriarchy right now too. You know what I mean? Like I think that it is historical, like in your genes as a woman to take care of men. I really do. And I don't know how to get rid of it. I guess another therapist. I already have two. Why not a third? Plus, like, I'm just getting ready to go to a crystal advisor who tells you, like, what crystals you should have in your home, where. I'll give you a full report. Anyway, so I need another therapist. I'm always worried about Schman. You know, I love my Schman so much. And Schman makes my life so much better. He's such a great father. I mean, and I don't want it, like, for people who are tuning into this podcast for the first time, I don't want you to think, oh, you know, these two are like part of the 5% of people who like meet their soulmate. You guys are best friends. First of all, Schman told me years ago I'm not his soulmate, which is so offensive because now we've been together like 9 years. Actually, I think today, hey, Schman, Dan, is today our wedding anniversary? Oh, tomorrow. Okay. That's how much I know our marriage. Tomorrow is our wedding anniversary. Oh my God. I cannot believe it. We've been married 3 fucking years tomorrow. And thank God for Schman. He knows the dates. But I'll tell you what, bred into us, passed down from thousands of years, is this nature to take care of your child and your husband. I always want to make sure his schedule, what he needs for his schedule. Does he have calls? Only I can take care of our son. You know what? The guilt is real, although I will say I have zero guilt leaving him. I love his little nanny now. I love his little nanny, and he's going to go to a preschool kind of daycare in the fall, and I'll probably have a little guilt for the first week. Okay. Comes and goes. But let me tell you, when his nanny shows up, she's rolling in tomorrow. I texted her. I said, can you stay an extra hour or two? Because it is so much. I put Schman first, you know, which is just bananas. I always want to make sure he's good in his job. We moved here for my career. I need to be selfish. People say to me, this is your time to be selfish, Sarah. Well, you know what? It's really hard. I'm having a very hard time being selfish. I always think about Schman. I want him to be happy. I want KJ to be happy, and therefore I sacrificed my own butthole and digestive health over the past 5 weeks. There's a little rant, a little minor narcissistic rant to get the podcast going. but I have a lot to catch you up on. If you are thinking about going to your high school reunion, oh, I have the rundown. I went to my 20th-ish, because I actually think it was our 22nd, high school reunion this past weekend in Maine. And oh my Lord, I had a blast. Like, it brought me back to senior year, and I wanted to party and turn up so badly, but I was in Maine by myself. And can I just tell you about this high school reunion? So for those of you who don't know, I grew up in Maine. Born and raised, I was born in this tiny town called Rangeley, Maine, in northern Maine. Kurt Douglas is the only person. He's with Goldie Hawn, right? Am I Goldie Hawn? Oh my God, wait, it's Kurt Douglas, right? Kurt Russell. Okay, so famously, Kurt Russell's grandparents live there. Okay, so Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn would go up years ago. They were like huge Hollywood people. But that's like the only claim to fame that Rangeley, Maine has, I think. There's like some other minor ones. But anyway, so I grew up there, moved to Wiscasset, Maine when I was in, you know, middle school, did middle school, high school, loved it. Class president, I did the morning announcements. In fact, people were like, oh my God, I used to love your morning announcements. I knew you were going to go into radio. I loved being social. I think this is no shock. I probably suffer from this too much, but I was always popular. Like, I always, I do too many things, I think, to try to like be in the in crowd, you know? But I always included everybody. Always included. My mom was always like, you know, I never want to raise a snotty kid. And I hope to God people don't think that of me, but I'm sure there's people out there that do. So it was good old WHS, Wiscasset High School class reunion. And oh my God, one of our teachers came, Mr. Keys, who was our science teacher. He was awesome. This poor man. And it was funny because I went up to Mr. Keys at the reunion and I was like, okay, I knew nothing about your life. Like, are you married? Do you have kids? Like, we never, isn't it crazy in high school you have no self-awareness? I never asked him anything, any single thing about his life. I didn't know anything about him aside from like we got him a CD, like a Spice Girl CD, because Spice Girls were huge in the late 90s. We were obsessed. We would come in, we would sing the Spice Girls. I mean, we would torture this poor man. Like, and then, you know, I don't know why I did this. We were trying to figure out this prank. But one day I went to the Humane Society and I got a cat. I basically said that I was going to adopt a cat. And I really was just going to bring it to Mr. Key's science class and say, okay, guys, here's a live cat we can dissect. Like, as a joke, obviously knowing we weren't going to dissect it. You guys, the Humane Society let me check this cat out. I brought it into class. Mr. Keys was like, oh my God, what are you doing? I'm sure if he could have cursed me out, he would have. And then I took the cat back to the Humane Society and told them that I wasn't going to adopt it after all. This was like a 17-year-old. They let pretend to adopt this cat. Anyway. Oh my God. It was, so we reminisced about that. We couldn't figure out exactly why I brought the cat in, but it was great. So one of the things, like, starting out about this, I've been helping to plan. There were some other of my classmates. We've been helping to plan this podcast, this reunion for months. And the woman at the event space that we rented was like, well, you'll be lucky to get 30 people to come out of a class of like 100. Because class reunions are not a thing. Like, social media has killed it, all that. So I have to say, leading up to it, I was getting real nervous because people did not seem on our Facebook group. You know, I would reach out to people and they'd be like, well, I have this wedding or I'm doing this. And I was like, this isn't looking very good. You know, people don't seem too enthusiastic about it. And then a friend of mine, Mary, shout out to Mary Gabriel, who I grew up with. She's like, another one of a kind. I'm going to shout out like all my classmates that were there, because everybody that came is like amazing and doing so well. And it was so great to see people in high school that you didn't know what they were going to do, or, you know, and we all, like, at different points, I think we were like troubled teens at times. So it's like, oh my God, are we going to make the right choices? Or are they going to make the wrong choices? And to see some of our amazing friends like James Cooper and Matt Batchelor and Tiffany Canada, all these people doing so well in their life. It was just like, oh my God, I love this. This is like, I was just so happy and filled with pride. But, anyway, people were not that excited about it online. So I was like, fuck, you know, we'd paid for the room rental and everything. And I thought, this is like not looking great. So, you know, I was messaging with Mary. We looked like a couple days before and we'd sold 25 tickets. I was like, okay, that's pretty good, because the woman at the event space said, look, if you get 30, you should consider it a huge success. So, you know, I put out a message like, oh my God, we've sold 25 tickets. You know, you can walk in that night or get a ticket, whatever, right? So we had like another 10 people come. So it was like 35 to 40 people. We were having so much fun. My advice is, don't even bother with the food. Like, just order pizzas, because all people wanted, one of our friends, Steve, he's like in the medical marijuana business, or I don't even know if it's medical anymore, right? Is it just, I don't know, shout out to Steve Dowdy. I mean, I think it's just the weed business. Anyhow, all people wanted was edibles, joints, and alcohol. So why we spent money on appetizers, which they then packed up at the end of the night, and I don't think anyone even brought them home, is such a waste. So here's my advice. If you're planning your 20th high school reunion, edible weed bar and drinks. And then just see if people want to order a pizza at the end of the night. I Loved it. It was so awesome. Oh my God. I have to shout out Hannah Hall. She said to me, Hannah Hall is a devoted, a friend of mine. We grew up running track and field. She just such an amazing person. She was always like your quintessential, gorgeous 90s girl, tall, thin, the hair. I mean, she was out of, you know, Teen Vogue magazine. She was just completely. And so she was there. We caught up, and she listens to the podcast, and she knows everything about Schman and the episode. And in fact, a friend of hers then goes to her that follows her on Instagram. Oh wait, you're friends with, you went to high school with Sarah Fraser. I used to listen to her on the Kane Show. So shout out to Hannah. And Hannah goes, I keep listening to your show, thinking that you're going to mention some of us from Wiscasset, and you never do. So Hannah, I'm shouting out everybody. Scott LaChance. Oh my God, who else was there? Okay, see, now I do this. Jen Duin, Monique Davignon, Jill Sawyer. Okay, see, I do every, did I get everybody? Oh my God, Colleen Cronin. Not, of course, none of these people are like, I don't even, their new last names, I don't even know, right? Who else am I forgetting? Jessica Appleby, Ben Crocker. Probably these people, I don't even know that they want to be shouted out, actually. All right, I'll stop. I highly recommend going. I loved it. It was awesome. It took me way back. I want to have a pit party. We used to, in Wiscasset, we had nothing to do but drink and have sex when we were like 15. And everyone would go to the dirt pits. We would go to the dirt pits. We would get a bonfire going. Everybody would drive up. Then the wannabe gangsters would drive up. And it was like, is there going to be a fight between the preps and the gangsters? I mean, it was a little West Side Story. But kind of like West Cut Story meets Uncut Gems, you know? Oh my God, what's that HBO show? Oh my God, Rhinestone Gems? Anyway, okay, look, I am so tired still. I'm punch drunk. What I'm referring to is it was like the kind of like the, maybe it was like the main redneck version of West Side Story. Are we all following like that, you know? We had a ball. We were so badass back then. I swear. We were just like, we had that Spice Girls on in our little Ford Neons. It was on and popping in Wiscasset High School. And it still was this past weekend. I could have stayed all night long. I mean, my mom still treats me like I'm 16. I'm sure I will do this to KJ. She was like laying on the couch until like 11 o'clock when I got home. So she was texting me, you know, are you all right? Are you, don't drink and drive. You can't be. I'm like, I had one drink because I am not a good, like, I cannot do anything in my life anymore. Like, I can't mix weed and alcohol. I can't even have two drinks. I'm like trashed. So I had one drink. I was really good because I knew I was flying. I knew I had to drive, being very responsible. She was waiting up for me. I mean, I could have stayed there until the bar closed. I was having a ball. It was so worth it. And like I said, it was amazing to see how successful my classmates were. And I don't mean that like, okay, were any of us going to amount to anything? Because people said the same thing about me. They're like, oh, wow, I can't believe you really did like all the things that you said you were going to do. And can I just tell you, for people listening to this show, doesn't matter what age you are, write shit down. Do you know, we opened up our yearbooks and we went to, there was like a section, you know, you write whatever, your stuff, you know, who you liked and what your, but ambitions. Do you know, almost, I'm talking 10 of us read our ambitions. All, like every single person. Maybe there was a one person and I think they gave like a poetry quote or something. Every person's ambition that wrote it down came true. Do you know what mine was? To be a talk show host and marry a guy named Dan Poor. Okay, is this not the fucking universe at work? I married a Dan. No, it wasn't Dan Poor. It was like a different Dan. But I mean, still, is it not the universe? And I am going to have a goddamn talk show, you know, one way or the other. And I mean, you could argue even this podcast is a talk show. Every single person's ambition came true. It was so, write shit down, manifest it, put it out there. Literally everybody. It was wild. So I highly recommend going to your high school reunion. It just was terrific. I should have brought the podcast. I should have podcasted with people so we could tell stories. They were all like, when you have your talk show, we all want to come on. So that's my goal. My next 10-year, my 32nd, high school reunion, that everybody comes on the show and we just like dish stories that probably people don't even care about. Anyway, it was amazing. So I loved it. I highly recommend that you go. Could not have been a better night. I'm still exhausted from talking nonstop the entire 4 hours, traveling to Michigan to stay with my mother-in-law for a night so she could see us, and then back on to LA, and I'm back here on the ground in Los Angeles. It was a great 5-week trip. I want to thank some sponsors, and then people have asked me my recommendations. They're going to Maine. People always ask me now recommendations for Los Angeles, Maine, Michigan. I really only have Michigan and Maine ones because I've been here going on 6 months in LA, but I don't even feel like I know. I still don't know like all the great spots. So I'm going to give you my 5 recommendations for if you go to Maine. What else is going on? Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 5-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of 5-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Shman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Oh, and I want your other health advice. I'll ask you about that. Okay, let's thank a couple of people who make this show possible. You guys know the best way to support my show is to support the sponsors. I love myself Dame Products. Dame Products have amazing sex toys. So if you haven't been to dameproducts.com, you need to go. You need to enter the code TSFS at checkout. You get 15% off. That's a higher discount than even Dame offers on their website. So give yourself an additional 5% off just for being a Sarah Fraser Show podcast listener. Dame is designed to make you feel so dang good, loved their vibrators. They sent me every single one. They developed the first hands-free solo toy to get you there faster. They have couples toys, and you can read about their bestsellers, including their Ava, which is a wearable couples vibrator for hands-free fun. They also offer 3-year warranty, user-tested, doctor-approved, and a 60-day returns for store credit if you are not 100% satisfied. Go to DameProducts.com, enter my code TSFS at checkout, and get yourself a hot, sexy vibrator for the rest of this summer. Don't wait. HelloFresh! Shaman and I love ourselves some HelloFresh. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit, and you want to know why? Because it's so customizable. HelloFresh literally will let you select from a number of a huge variety, 50 different weekly options. And you can skip weeks when you don't need it, or change your delivery date, or update your preference in all the HelloFresh apps. Literally, as we were traveling several weeks, we did HelloFresh delivery for us in Maine. You can do it nationwide. So if you're staying somewhere for a couple weeks, you can either put it on pause, or you can just have it sent to your new address. That's how amazing and flexible they are. Shaman and I also love HelloFresh because they have wholesome recipes. They're 72% cheaper than dining out in restaurants. Everybody, I mean, we love supporting our local restaurants, but also the cost is insane, not their fault. So go to HelloFresh.com/TSFS16. Use code TSFS16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/TSFS16 and use code TSFS16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. They are America's number one meal kit. Thrive Cosmetics. Guys, Thrive Cosmetics has the word cause in it because they believe in a cause with their own products. And not only that, but a portion of the proceeds of their sales go to causes that they believe in. I love their mascara. It's amazing. It has 15,000 five-star reviews. It lasts all day without clumping, smudging, or flaking. It mimics the look of lash extensions without the damaging glue and expensive salon prices. Don't believe me? Go and check them out. No paraben sulfates, and they are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free. Their cream-to-powder highlighter, which is their Brilliant Eye Brightener, is also a huge fan favorite. So right now, enjoy my discount. When you go to Thrive Cosmetics, that's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/TSFS, for 15% off your first order. Right now, you, the exclusive, fabulous Sarah Fraser Show podcast listener, get 15% off your first order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/TSFS for 15% off your first order. The other thing that was really funny about my class reunion was, so classmates of mine, and even I, like my old, first of all, it's so fun to drink legally with your, not that I ever drank illegally, I don't know why I'm like second guessing myself on this podcast. I don't want to get anyone in trouble because I love all my classmates so much. But it was so cool to have a beer with Mr. Keys, you know, because obviously we didn't drink with him in high school. You were underage. So it was great to like sit down and have a drink with him. And people were like, okay, I've Googled and seen your stuff. Do you know how scary that is for someone like myself who's literally on Celebrity Wiki Feed? And I'm sure for those of you who have followed me, you probably know this. But, you know, my highest rated video on YouTube is me getting a bikini wax, and I full on know you see my vagina, or like you see part of my vagina. And like my friend Jason Gray, who was there, was like, yeah, I started Googling and watching your videos, and then I had to stop about that bikini. He's like, well, one, I don't need to know anything more about a bikini wax, and also like it's you. I'm like, I should have asked. No, wait, is that because like you didn't think I had a hot vagina, or is that just because it was like awkward because you knew you were going to see me? But I put so much shit out there, so much content, and I can't even remember what I said to people a month ago, let alone 5 years ago, what video I put up. And like, do you know that? And then people respond to me. Oh my God. I mean, what they've seen. Yikes. I mean, it's just, it was comical. The rest of my trip to Maine was great. My mom and I and Shman and KJ went to the Union Fair. Epic. Put it on your list. Actually, the two most well-known fairs, and I think they have fairs in every state. They're just so, people watching's off the charts. And they're just greasy food. Probably reason I have gut issues. And we go and bet on the horses. We, you know, we lose endless money because we have no clue what we're doing. But it's just such a blast. So we went to the Union Fair in Union, Maine. We bet on the ponies all afternoon. My mom wanted to. We just ate fried dough and a really delicious veggie wrap. So what a contradiction of things, you know? But the Union Fair is great. My mom wanted to go because her friends are rug hookers and they're hookers and they're quilters. What a combination. And our friend, my mom's friend, got totally robbed of the blue ribbon for her quilt. And now we know it's rigged. We know that it's an inside job. So screw the quilt judges at Union Fair. Fuck all of you. I know it's an inside gig. Someone clearly gave you a jar of blueberry jam so you'd give them a blue ribbon on their quilt. And, you know, our friend Rachel was robbed. So screw you. Okay. We went there. It was just great to spend time with my mom. You guys have sent so many well wishes and prayers. You know how close I am to her. And to see her doing really well post-kidney cancer was just a treat. And I wanted to take in every single day that she had. And, you know, she's doing very well. So I always say to God, you know, let her live to be 84. Like, I'm so lucky. And I know some people are not always so lucky to have both their parents on this earth. So I never want to take that for granted. And we had a great time. So it was just so much fun. Here is my top list of five things to do when you go to Maine. Number five is go to the Union Fair. All right. Amazing pony bedding. Great quilts. Awesome fried dough. Number four on my list is go to the Rockland Farnsworth Museum. Andrew Wyeth, Jamie Wyeth paintings. Very famous painters. They painted a lot in Maine. Great museum. They have a little kids section. We loved it. Number four, visit Emden Pond. Went up to Emden Pond. My uncle has this cute little cottage. It was like the most idyllic Maine day ever. Before I say that, go and check and see if they have a public beach. Just go find yourself a lake in Maine that has a nice public beach and sit there for the day. It's just lakes in Maine, especially with the weather being so hot, there's just nothing better because the water's still crisp. The ice just went out like 2 months ago. So even when it's 85, the weather's refreshing. And find yourself a good pond in Maine. Number two on the list is go eat at Claw's Restaurant in Rockland. Best lobster rolls. Actually, my number one is best lobster rolls. But the lobster rolls, the seafood, the oysters on the half shell at Claw's in Maine, you cannot beat. And then my number one is go to McClune's Lobster Shack. McClune's Lobster Shack in Thomaston, Maine. Oh, five stars. Totally at the end of the earth. It's out on this little peninsula. It's a drive. It's a drive. And it's a very limited menu. And if you don't like lobster rolls or a lobster shore dinner, skip it. But if you love yourself a lobster, best lobster you're going to get. So, boom, there you go. It was a terrific time. Also, honorary mention for the Rockland Lobster Festival. Went down there, too. A lot of fun. That's great. So, we're obsessed with lobster. We love it. Eat myself. I had way too much. It was just great. Maybe that's why, too. My stomach's a mess. Like, because really, lobster is just doused in butter. So, it's probably just sheer dairy. So, that was great. The other thing I want to ask your advice about. So, I'm back. We're starting baby making number two. Got any advice? Was it easier to get pregnant with number two? I want to hear all your thoughts. You know, I love to see an acupuncturist. So seeing an acupuncturist here, I'm just so physically exhausted. I want to give myself a couple of weeks to just like build back my body, take my prenatals, like get back on track. And then the other thing too is I have to have some dental work. So I haven't really had a dental appointment and I stay up on it, but like I had 7 or 8 cavities. I mean, hope to God, I'm sure this is real, but I have a lot of cavities apparently. I got to get 2 caps done. It's bananas. So I want to get that dental work done because I don't want to have any dental work aside from a cleaning done when I'm pregnant. So I would love your tips, tricks, recommendations. KJ is 16 months, so we're going for baby number two starting this fall, and I'm just praying for another healthy baby. So, and we get pregnant pretty easily. So we'll see. Love all your recommendations. Okay, I am back. There's a lot going on this show. I'm going to have some other exciting 90-Day Fiancé guests for you. We're getting to basically all the finales of 90-Day Fiancé season 9. So damn good, right? I'll have a full review of Bilal and Shida's wedding. Oh, I'm trying for years. I have commented on pop culture. It has been my job. Sarah's Dirty at 6:30 on the Kane Show to Fox 5. I've done Glee Chat. I've done Tuesday Talkers. I try now to have more compassion for people. Lots of people who go on reality TV, they have no idea if it's going to be a hit or a miss. They've never done television before. They're very brave to be sharing with us their life. Now, I think we're 20 plus years into reality TV. I think people know if you put yourself on a reality show, you're subject for fodder. And it's fun, right? It's fun. I love talking about the 90 Day Fiancé people, what they did, what they should have done, all that stuff. And I really try to see everybody in the light of like, all right, they're getting edited to fit a character, controlling person, Emily, you know, Emily and Kobe, like Emily's bananas, right? Doesn't listen to her parents. I mean, the scene where they tell them that they're pregnant with baby number two and the dad is just so defeated. Like, Emily doesn't give a fuck. And Emily's 30, living off them. Keep living the dream. And there's Emily and Kobe still live with the parents. So, but Bilal is just unsufferable. Bilal, I cannot believe that they're really going to make it. I really can't. And as far as I know, she's not pregnant. And the show wrapped filming almost a year ago. We know the tell-all just was filmed maybe a month or two ago. Unless she pops up as pregnant at the tell-all, it's just like, why? Why? So I'll have a full recap. You know, Wednesdays is TLC talk on the Sarah Fraser show. So that's tomorrow. That will drop. And then yesterday was my fourth episode for the Sugar World podcast series. I'm obsessed with sugar dating. It's a whole scene on TikTok and even beyond on websites like Seeking Arrangements, where people just, you know, they're there to date rich people. And usually it's like an older rich person. So Cooper is on the show and he's so good. Talking about being a gaby, or as he likes to say, a payby. Pay me something and I'll be your baby. My motto too. Follow me on TikTok for daily updates on my life and on the TLC world at the Sarah Fraser Show. Bye.